Those who remained behind were delighted to sit inactive behind Allah's Rasul, and they hated to make jihad with their goods and their persons in the cause of Allah. They said to each other, "Do not go forth in the heat. Say to them, the fire of hell is much more severe in heat." If only they could understand. Let them laugh a little. Much will they weep as a recompense for what they have earned. From now on, if Allah brings you among them and any of them ask your permission to go forth for jihad, say, "You shall never be allowed to go forth with me, nor fight an enemy in my company. You chose to sit inactive on the first occasion. Therefore, you shall now stay with those who stay behind. You shall never offer funeral prayer for any of them who dies, nor shall you attend their burial, for they have denied Allah and His Rasul and died while they were transgressors. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. Through these, Allah wants to punish them in this world and let their souls depart while they are still disbelievers. Whenever a surah is revealed saying, 'Believe in Allah and make jihad along with His Rasul,' capable people among them ask for exemption, saying, 'Please leave us with those who are to stay at home.' They prefer to be with those who remain behind. As a result, a seal was set upon their hearts so that they do not understand. But the Rasul and those who believe with him make jihad with their wealth and their persons. They are the ones who will have all the goodness, and they are the ones who will be the successful. Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. That is the greatest achievement."